Would it be really bold to say that might be the last PowerPoint we see in this group format?
Yay. Only if that's a good thing.
I mean, it's a lot of hard work. Thank you for your hard work. And where would we like to begin? Cecilia.
Yeah, I just had a quick question on if it's typical to memorialize a crisis during planning in the planning document itself. I wasn't really, not really sure if that's a typical strategy or if you just kind of assume people will know in that particular year this particular thing happened. And so I just was wondering if you could comment on that, Barry.
Yeah, I mean, in a way, this is new for all of us. I think you'll find if you look at the plans that were done in communities that had catastrophic wildfires, that that's front and center in those plans. And although they may be fully recovered by their horizon year, there's a big recovery trajectory that's embedded in that plan. You know, we're putting that emphasis in this plan, recognizing that we're going to be looking at, you know, potential amendments in a few years, and that there is a progress report done on the general plan every year and a revisiting of the major policies every 5 years. So we have an opportunity. I mean, it's not going to be another 20 years before we look at this again. So I think it reflects priorities at this point in time, and that it is appropriate to do that. At the same time, we don't want to assume that we're stuck in this place for 20 years, and we can't think 20 years out that things will be different and still express these aspirations. And I don't know, Paul wants to add to that. Yeah, I was going to ask.
You know, and that's a really good question. Sometimes it's always about timing. General plans will often identify things that have come up in recent years, either for because we're reacting to some change or we're trying to prepare for an event or something similar to that. And one good example is that our general planning puts a lot of attention on the Fire Prevention Action Plan, which was in response to, obviously, fire hazards that we've had in the last couple of years and that continued threat of fire. So I think the intent is just to make sure that is acknowledged in here and address things where we know that we can prepare moving ahead, like in a program or a policy or whatever. So all I'm saying is pretty much what Barry's saying with just a little more information, so.
Thank you, and I see hands from Jeff Rhodes and Linda Jackson, so we'll go in that order. Jeff?
There's a fairly obvious tension between the canal promenade and the water-oriented business aspects of our plan, and I think it's fairly obvious. It's kind of come up in discussion, particularly with those along that have maritime businesses along the canal. I'm not really sure how we reconcile that, but it has come up in a number of discussions with folks in the Maritime Channel Association. And I guess the other thing that I'm the term water related business or water related activity kind of sticks my craw a bit. I think perhaps maritime might be a better choice of words. Just a suggestion.
Great, thank you.
Linda.
I just want to reiterate what Cecilia was trying to address. We just have to be very careful that we're not planning with the topic du jour. If we were writing a plan in 2001, we would not have, you know, September 11th was important. We couldn't have envisioned the changes that happened to our culture in 2001 that happened over the next 5-10 years. So, you know, nobody said the word pandemic in 2019. You know, we just cannot talk about restructuring our entire culture and the whole world when we already see people, you know, in another year. We will have waves. I mean, that's what we hear from the experts. But life will go on, and we will go back to being able to meet in the same room again and sit next to each other. This is not a permanent state. So as you're looking through it, I really urge you to, you know, instead of pandemic, you're talking about health concerns. you're talking about being safe in a healthy way. And so I just would urge that.
Linda, thank you. It's good wisdom. Okay, I see two more hands. Bill and Kate. Bill?
Yeah. So maybe a little counterbalance on that topic. It seems to me that, you know, one of the big impacts of the last several months has been to reveal a lot of ongoing vulnerabilities within our community, kind of structural vulnerabilities. And those are with us and need to be dealt with, I think, in a 20-year time horizon. I'm thinking of housing. I'm thinking of transit and mobility, even the culture, you know, figures into this, environmental justice, certainly, and economic development, certainly. So, all, I mean, we've got a whole retail basis of the city that's been very much, is very much in transition and is very vulnerable. And this pandemic has demonstrated that. So I think it points us to things that do need to be dealt with. And I think rereading these policies through that lens, I think we can look at, well, what can we do, you know, long-term to address these things? And I think it goes way beyond, you know, things like, well, how do you arrange seating in a plaza or on a bus? It goes way beyond that to fundamental aspects of our community. So yeah, particularly the economic, I mean, the justice equity chapter, I think we should look at very closely. If anybody listened to the Board of Supervisors meeting this week, you know, it was dominated by the question of resources going to police departments. And are those resources, could they be more effective in addressing the vulnerabilities of our community if they were spread out, or if they were applied in some other direction? So, you know, that's an immediate thing, but it's a long-term thing too. So I think we should be looking at all of this as we reread it. The other, and I want to end with one question. You know, we got two quite impassioned letters today on the mobility section. I feel like we as a steering committee shouldn't just pass over those. So my question to Paul and Barry is, well, what's your response to that? Where are we going with, you know, with the LOS question? And can there be like a planning commission rather than the traffic engineer put in there, and some of those other specific requests? Thank you.
Do you want, Paul, are you going to take that now?
Oh, sure. Absolutely. I have to say this, you know, like Barry said, in retrospect, what was put in here really was too premature. It was something that was drafted late last year when we were in the middle of discussions with the city council about BMT and level of service and what to do with level of service. And I know that we heard loud and clear from the city council that we need to retain level of service in our community, at least outside the downtown area. And we have had a lot of discussions since then. And I mean, definitely we're gonna go back and change what you see in here and revisit some of those comments. And we're gonna be meeting with a couple of groups before we head to the city council with this in July. So I'd expect that you're gonna see some changes, and some very much in the direction of which you saw in Shirley Fisher's letter. And Barry, do you have anything else to add to that?
No, I just want to add that it's very much a work in progress, and you know, we're definitely, in some respects, moving more to what was in General Plan 2020 on this topic. I don't know that it's going to be the same, but you know, it will be something more resemblant of that than what is in that current draft that you have.
So I gotta add that, you know, I was at a lot of those meetings, and I felt the language that was in there, which as a member of the steering committee I had looked at pretty closely, represented a balancing of you know, two different points of view on LOS versus vehicle miles traveled. And so I would encourage you to keep that balance intact going forward, and which I think could be done while still being responsive to some of the specific concerns raised in the letter, like who's getting to decide, you know, how to handle a particular development.
Yep, good point.
Kate.
Thank you, Bill, for your comments. I agree with that. I was a little, my general comments are, I'm a little bit disappointed in the passiveness of the climate and sustainability statements. A lot of them started with encourage or support or consider. And I think the next 20 years are critical for us as a planet to address sustainability, address climate change, address adaptation to sea level rise. I felt like the term water quality usually to me refers to supply as opposed to stormwater and runoff into our creeks, which flows into our bay, which impacts a whole feeding food web of creatures that are critical to our well-being of the planet. So anyway, I think that San Rafael's Climate Action Plan doesn't have behind it the implement and fund emphasis that it really needs. And I was kind of hoping that the general plan would kick it down the road a little bit harder by mentioning the climate action plan, but not, and tying it into the specific places in the plan where we are going to address adaptation to sea level rise and mitigation. I understand in the mobility element that San Rafael as a jurisdiction itself doesn't have a lot of decision-making power over transit success, the success of transit. But if we're going to depend on the success of transit in planning for transit-oriented design, we're going to design for compact development around a train station. The meeting that I was in the League of Women Voters the other day, people were talking about SMART is very quickly draining its reserve funds, and the future is not that clear. And so I do think that the general plan is dependent on what transportation and mobility looks like and has to identify where it does have an impact on transportation choices and opportunities. And I think that, you know, I'd like to see language like ensure the protection of creeks in the bay by preventing pollution, plastics and other trash from entering them, because the city by law is going to have to do stormwater catchment. And how do we actively engage in the North Bay Watershed Association's One Water approach, or how do we actively engage with the Marin County Stormwater Pollution Prevention Planning? Not really sure how the general plan is really clear on that. The other thing I just wanted to mention quickly is in the implementation section, it is mentioned in one part of the plan about how the Planning Commission development projects will be reviewed at the Planning Commission prior to going to design review. And at one of our meetings, it was discussed whether the design review board should be combined with the Planning Commission. I'm not sure if there was anything that, I don't recall it coming back to the steering committee on what the latest thinking was on that. But I do think the development review process and should be described in the implementation section. How do these policies and programs get implemented and possibly even get funded by that capital improvements planning process or whatever. I think that would be a valuable addition.
Thank you, Kate. With that, I think we'll take the next two people here with their hand up, and then I'd like to keep moving. DJ Allison and Berenice, and then we're gonna move on in the agenda. But Barry, did you wanna mention the folks in our our participant room first?
Yeah, just to say for those who joined us in progress, if you are an attendee at this meeting, if you have a comment or question that you'd like to make during public comment, you need to type it into the Q&A box at the bottom of the screen. And then I will be reading it aloud into the record when we get to that point in the meeting. We're not really set up for putting the attendees on, on voice in this setup. So we are asking that you please submit any questions using that Q&A box for that last part of the meeting. Thanks.
Thank you, DJ.
Hi. My comment was just about this policy EV 3.4. It's the water dependent business policy, the draft that you got in here. And I just wanted to kind of piggyback on what Jeff was saying earlier. This is my first read of this policy. And one thing that I worry about in the way it's written is that it to me sort of seems to peg all of our waterfront as really only being designed for maritime uses. And I think, you know, reframing this in a way where it more emphasizes water-oriented businesses, you know, businesses that make use of their waterfront. They don't need to be necessarily water-dependent, but they make use of the fact that they're waterfront businesses. And I think the Montecito Shopping Center is the classic poster child of a bad development that doesn't make any use of the fact that it's got hundreds of feet of waterfront space. And so I just, you know, when I read this, I think, you know, this basically says that a commercial development that creates a waterfront promenade and water-facing businesses wouldn't fit into this policy. And I think, you know, that kind of stuff is in line with some of the other policies about promenades and, you know, creating a waterfront. So while I'm not trying to replace any of our maritime focused businesses, I do want policies that are gonna fit well with people who wanna redevelop parts of the canal that are currently not water-oriented to ways that are more water-oriented, if that makes sense.
Okay, Stephanie, you're on mute.
Oh, so now it's me that's muted. Sorry, Berenice, thank you.
Yeah, so I just wanted to add a comment following Kate's comments on her feeling about these policies not being strong enough. So my understanding is as we move forward, this is a live document and we're gonna develop more work programs in being a way to implement and reach all of these goals in the plan. And I was wondering if you could just talk about that, Barry, because I know you and I had a conversation on that in the past, that I tend to feel that these policies overwhelm me, like, oh my God, how are we gonna get all this done? But it's a combination of ordinances and then, you know, referencing the downtown plan and everything else. So I was just wondering if you could just provide a comment on that.
Absolutely. In general, the general plan uses a lot of encourage and words that are more aspirational. Is not meant to be, I mean, it is a regulatory document insofar as the land use map is what drives the zoning map, and that is certainly regulatory, and there are things like height maps in the plan and transportation improvement maps that are the shall component of this. But for the most part, the appropriate language in the general plan is it's really intended to be what our aspirations are for the next 20 years. And that's why you see the support and encourage and those terms. And actually in a few cases where we went further than that, there was some pushback from the committee that we had actually gone too far in that direction, and an interest in seeing more language using those encourage and support. That's not to say there's not a place for the mandate and require and the specific, you know, that sort of language has a place in the document too. But we really use that only on those cases where we're teeing up a very specific and in many cases required ordinance that maybe is a county ordinance or a state law or something of that nature. And I don't know if Paul or Ralph, you wanted to add on to that. But, okay.
Is that a yes or a no? Yeah.
No, I think that was a no.
Okay. I see Roger. I guess that'll be my last one then. I mean it this time.
I guess I just want to chime in on this. When it gets, things need to be flexible at the same time. One of the, this all ties together. The maritime restrictions that used to be in place on the canal businesses made it impossible to pretty much do anything because there wasn't any demand for maritime related space. And so nothing that the properties that were getting old and outdated were not being redeveloped because there's nobody who could fit their businesses into the requirements. So something more flexible is important to have in order to get something, things to happen. And you have to rely a bit on the process to, by stating what is preferred, it is often enough to get things going, but it may not be enough. If you're too specific, it blocks anything from ever happening. And it's kind of like Paul's housing report. You just overload the system.
Okay. Thank you, everyone, for your thoughts, your participation, certainly for your review, and Barry, the presentation, very helpful. I'd like to move on to some parting thoughts. Barry, if that works for you, did you have anything you wanted to say before we do that?
No, I still have no questions in the Q&A box for those who are in the attendees area. Just you can think of things to ask while you're listening to us do our parting thoughts.
So there's approximately 25 of us, a minute or less, and we're going to see if your chair can get through to each and every one of you in that amount of time. It's going to be a little bit like Jeopardy or something, right? And I think we are missing a few, so I won't. I think Don is still up by phone. So I'll do my very best to go from the screen in no particular order, except for a few that I will leave till the end that are staff. And I actually like to begin with Omar, and I don't mean to put you on the spot in any way, but thank you for being the vice chair. And if you had some thoughts about the future of our San Rafael and our process in this committee, we'd love to hear that. Or if you're not in your chair, we'll skip. So just duly noted that I began with the vice chair for the record. And then I'm going to the top of the screen. And on my screen next to me is Roger.
Oh, me first. I just want to say it's always a pleasure to work with other citizens and other community members in any process. I mean, we may not all agree, but it's always fantastic to work with people and be involved and be part of your community. So I appreciate another opportunity to do that in this general plan process. And my compliments, of course, to Stephanie, but Barry, you've done a great job in keeping things in order. So thank you very much for doing a fabulous job.
Thank you.
Eric, you're next in my Hollywood Squares.
My panoply of
very good.
Brady Bunch. Yes, exactly. So 2.5 years ago, we looked at this project, and I remember the old adage, never eat anything bigger than your head. And it was the type of thing, it's like, good God, how are we going to do all of this? And again, my compliments to Barry and Stephanie and Ravi and Paul and to all of us. It's been a real pleasure working with all of you, and just the way that we've collaboratively come together with direction, but just the entire process of going through it very, very meticulously, methodically, thoughtfully, and developing this living document, which will be revised as we go along and as our needs continue. But it's been an honor and a privilege. Thank you.
Thank you. I'm going to catch back up with Omar. We are hearing some parting thoughts about our city's future and certainly our process. And I had intended in no way to put you on the spot, but to thank you as the vice chair and to begin with you. We missed you. So I'd like to circle back and see and catch up with you now.
Yeah, sorry, I'm having some technology issues, but thank you for the opportunity to reflect. I didn't know it was going to be so much fun talking about planning for the city. So I want to thank all of you because I have learned a lot from this process just by sharing, having those very exciting conversations about how can we make our city a better city for everyone. I think representing the canal, representing the residents of the canal, we all know have been isolated, have not been integrated to the bigger community. I think it was a great opportunity for me to see that and to advocate for them. I will say the staff from the city have been fantastic responding to the needs of this community. Very thank you for your patience and support to make sure that all residents participate in the same way. And for the canal residents, what it took us is really when we had to go back a few steps to really help people understand that actually there is a plan in the city. That actually their voices can be counted. They are also part of everything that we discuss here. So yeah, overall has been a fantastic experience for me. I learned a lot. I'm looking forward for the 2060 plan. Come with my support. And yeah, I'm looking forward to the next steps of the implementation of the plan. Thank you.
And thank you. Thank you. Okay, and I had seen Berenice's hand, but I think that was from before. So I'm just gonna keep going in order on my screen, which takes me to Jeff Rhodes.
Oh my God. You know, I guess I learned a lot and it was great working with all of you and hearing all the different points of view from all of the participants, from staff. I really would like to express, first off, a great deal of appreciation for all of the hard work of city staff and of Barry in leading this process and guiding us through it. I'm a city-oriented person, but I find it amazing how complex all the issues and needs are in a place like San Rafael. And really, I guess, value the opportunity to learn about them and to help shape the policy for the future. I'm really excited about the things that we have in front of us. I'm excited about a PDA for Northgate, excited about a PDA for Southeast San Rafael, excited about a shore adaptation plan, excited about the downtown plan. We have a lot of work to do, and I think a lot of us are going to need to continue to participate in order to help staff and council get to the goal line on a lot of these things. And I don't know, it's been an intense but wonderful 24 months.
30 months.
30, yeah.
30 months.
Please, don't short us at all.
Okay.
Thanks, Jeff. Bonnie.
Well, I think that it's been fabulous to learn from everybody who has brought so much to the table and such a breadth of experience and interest and knowledge from everybody that's participated on the steering committee, to the staff, to Barry, to the people who've shown up, the people who've written in, the people who have just participated in this process. But I think to me, it's really interesting how it's kind of dovetailed with my sheltering in place. I mean, this time in the past couple of years that we've been thinking about the future, the next 20 years, but the time that we shelter in place and we can really hear the birds sing and we walk around and we see nature like we haven't seen it during our working years, during our rushing around time, but when we're sheltering in place and we have a new appreciation for our physical surroundings and our natural surroundings, I think it's a great time to be planning for the future. And I hope that many of the lessons that we've learned during the last few months will help invigorate the public process, just as the Charettes did. I think that this time at home for our community can help us going forward. And I really appreciate Bill's comments earlier about how, you know, whether it's the equity issues or all these issues. I think the demonstrations that are going on, the policing issues that have come to the forefront. I mean, I've been dealing with policing issues for my career and racial inequality during, you know, my 30 plus 40 years in criminal justice, but it's now in everybody's face. And I think it needs to be part of our planning process as we look forward for the next 20 years and we incorporate our new normal. In our view for the future for our city.
Very thoughtful, thank you. Okay, now you guys are shifting all of a sudden. Kate.
I just want to echo, Barry, you have been amazing. It's been a really enjoyable process under your leadership, and Stephanie, under your leadership too. I appreciate your chairing the committee. You know, Paul and Rafi, ongoing respect and gratitude for the type of work that you do for the city. And I'm grateful that the city attracts talented, dedicated, smart people. During sheltering in place, I've been thinking a lot about the concept of anti-fragility and how it's different from resilience. Resilience kind of is how you weather the storm to me, and how you deal with what's coming. And I do think that we started out this planning process talking about change and how the plan has to address change. And I think being anti-fragile is evolving and learning and adapting. And I was happy to read this draft because I think there's a lot of that active approach in the plan. I think there's areas that need strengthening, in my opinion, and I will submit my comments this time, but I appreciate being part of this process with all of you. I tried to listen and understand from other stakeholders' perspectives, and I think I learned a lot during this process.
Thank you. Margaret.
Well, it's almost, you know, we're all going to say the same thing. Everybody's been really great. This has been a wonderful experience. It has been. I don't know anybody who's responded to my emails quicker than Barry has. I mean, if anybody in my professional career who I email for any reason, Barry gets back like almost instantaneously. And so that's really, really appreciated. And all of the staff have been great to work with. I've been thinking during this sheltering place period that just how lucky I am and how grateful I feel to live in such a beautiful place, that it really hasn't been a hardship, you know, to be able to look out my window and walk down the street and be in a beautiful, safe place. And that's, I really just feel very grateful for that. I've learned a whole lot about San Rafael, and I feel very, very happy about the future of San Rafael. I feel a little more frustrated and a little less happy about the future of North San Rafael, frankly, from the standpoint of someone who's been concerned about Galenas Creek for almost 30 years and not seen much happening, and seeing, you know, Northgate Mall having some problems and having seen some development proposals that are not very copacetic, I think, for the future of North San Rafael. So I'm a little less happy about that. And I think there's a whole lot more work to be done there. And I hope we can all stay involved in that. But thank you to all of you for being so great to work with.
Thank you. Next up for me is DJ.
Yeah, I just want to say thank you to the city staff and to Barry. It's been really nice working with such knowledgeable professionals who understand our community so well. And I've also really appreciated getting to meet all the people on the phone. It's a good group of people, a lot of collective wisdom, and also I'm sure it won't be the last time we've worked together on committees and initiatives and things. So yeah, I just want to say thanks, everybody.
Thank you. And Sparky.
Likewise, I have learned a great deal. I mean, I came into the conversation and it was sort of public, you know, planning jargon in a sense, but I've learned, I did my best to catch up and I've learned a lot and I've appreciated the commitment of everyone on the steering committee and everyone working towards a common goal and the respectful process. I think it was a really amazing process, and I credit the city staff and Barry for facilitating that process so well. And I'm proud of my city, and I'm looking forward to great things.
That's very well said. Bill Carney, your thoughts?
Yeah, well, I've also enjoyed very much working with everybody on this and getting to know folks. I especially want to thank those of you that I don't necessarily always agree with. That's been a really good part of this process for me. And I've just been really struck by the magnitude of change across the board that Samerfell is facing. And also by the range of tools that we've seen over these 2 years for dealing with that change and, you know, making the best of it as we evolve forward. And yeah, I enjoy it so much that I would ask the city to keep us together to look at that housing element when it rolls around. So thank you.
You're not ready to stop working. That's fantastic. Tireless, I think, is a word I would use for you. Linda.
Oh, my. I'll just say, I think for all of us, I'm just so honored to have served with all of you, because I know that you likely did very much what I did, which was go back to the groups that I know and say, what's going on, including at the school board level. And I know that Barry and Paul were very responsive in keeping our superintendent up to speed with what the policies were developing. And also your work with Youth and Arts and working with Laureldale students, because those students are students that need those kinds of opportunities to think about the future and think about their community in a way that they didn't ordinarily get in the classroom. I want to recognize for staff, you know, everything everybody else said, but also Ann Derrick, who gave us the food, which we haven't had. Remember the food? And, yeah. And the intern that you had that produced all that work and kept you going. So I want to recognize that, as well as the planning commissioner, Berenice. It's just invaluable to have your words and council member Mary Beth Bushy, because you brought your perspectives in about what you're going to be working with this document more than anybody else. So that was very helpful. You know, the two new topics that we really embedded in this time, the diversity element required by law and the sea level rise element, I think, you know, critical topics, and glad to see them emerge as they did in this plan so that we can move forward with planning. You know, the General Plan 2020 changed quite a bit from the General Plan 2000, but the heart of it remained the same. The framework remained the same. Topics shifted around a little bit, were updated, new things added, a few tweaks here and there. And I'd say this plan was the same way. We really, the framework and the heart and soul of San Rafael, you could see the same thread go all the way back to General Plan 2000. And I think that's a strength of the work of this committee and of our staff in pulling all of our diverse opinions into a document that reflects our diverse community. We are unique in Marin County. and we're going to keep being that way by the framework that we have going forward. So I'll look for seeing you around town on the next project. And thank you for your leadership, Madam Co-Chair and Co-Chair Omar.
Thank you, Linda. Your experience in participating in a staff-like capacity last time has been really helpful. Thank you. Jeff Jones.
I also just wanted to say thank you to Barry for leading this through, Stephanie, for your patience. A lot of passionate people on this committee, and you were very patient throughout it all. I learned a lot about the city of San Rafael and the city processes, and do appreciate it. It was great listening and participating. Paul and Rafi, thank you so much. We are definitely in great hands, and I'm very passionate about this city as well. And thank you. It was an honor being on this.
Thank you. Next up for me is Bob Miller.
So I learned a lot about San Rafael and about its issues. I got a better understanding of how different stakeholders are thinking about issues, including folks that I don't always agree with. And that's important to me. I was struck by the huge number of topics that this committee addressed. There are hundreds of specific policies. I didn't count them. Somebody should, because it would be impressive, and each received a lot of thought. I'm certainly happy that others are city planners, because they do very valuable work dealing in depth with hundreds of issues, and I'm happy not to do that work, but I realize the value of it. And I especially learned a lot about what cities can do, and also about what they cannot do without a big change in funding strands. So I want to thank you, Barry, Paul, Rafi, Stephanie, and others. It was well done.
Thank you. I'm going to skip to Jackie. Oh, Jackie, well, there you go.
I did it.
You did it.
I had a lot of fun, and I really appreciated Barry started off by telling us about all the other gazillion city plans in Northern California that he had done, and that was really interesting, and what different cities were doing. And I think, Stephanie, you and Barry run a fabulous meeting, in the in-person meetings particularly, where it's difficult. You've got 8 people wanting to talk. 3 people wanting to talk 100% of the time. You handled it gracefully, no conflicts. It was wonderful. And I also really appreciated 2 other things. One was the historic perspective between Paul and Rafi and Linda and Roger. Nothing came up that somebody didn't say, but don't you remember that 32 years ago, this happened for that reason? And it was actually very helpful to get historic context. So I really appreciated that. And the one thing I tend to like to make material comments in writing. So I really liked the, each time we looked at a section, to have the 2020 plan. And it, I think it's partly because I participated on the 2020 plan. So I recognized every single paragraph and I remembered the arguments and why and two and why it was written that way. And then we had the staff's comments and then we could make comments. And I just found that invaluable to be able to do that. And the last thing I was really impressed with was how the committee's comments were incorporated a lot into the plan, as opposed to just, oh, well, yeah, never mind. But you know, you can make comments, but that's it. It's, the comments are all showing up in the plan. It was like, that was great. So thank you for everybody, to everyone.
Thank you, Jackie. And Karen.
Yes, 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 yes. I'm just going to kind of echo, I feel super honored to have been selected to be a part of this process. This was my first time doing anything like this. And I really came to this group looking through a lens of homelessness, because that's the community that I serve intentionally on a day-to-day and night-to-night and all the hours of the week basis. But to be given the opportunity to look at our city and the businesses and the stakeholders through a different lens, I think you all came to the table with a different level of expertise. And you spoke through that, and that was really powerful for me. So I appreciated that. I also have so much respect for Barry. This is a really hard job, I think. It's a little like wrangling cats and a little like data collection and then putting those together and making a fun stew. And I really got to, I want to echo what Jackie said as far as historical context. My family and I have lived here since 2005. It's really easy to get embedded in the community through work, but when you are here as a community member, to get this opportunity to see the inner workings, it's like getting to see the wires and cogs behind a really, really magnificent clock. So I'm grateful to have had that opportunity. Thank you very much for having me.
We have to keep that clock running. That's our job, looking forward. Thank you, Karen. Berenice.
Yeah, I was honored to be part of the panel when we interviewed for the general plan update manager. And I just want to confess that hands down, this was one of the best interviews, Barry, when we were looking for you. And I have stolen some of your talking points. It was really, really a great interview. You have not disappointed. Your knowledge on the topic and process is unparalleled. And just your ability to mediate some of the, you know, somewhat difficult conversations that come, and your demeanor is impressive, professional, you're articulate. It's really appreciated. And just your sense of humor. I also was lucky enough to ride with you when we did the drive-through around San Rafael, and that funny sense of humor, Barry. We need to go out for a beer one of these days. It was really, really nice, really appreciated. I appreciate all the members hearing their different perspectives, their respect, even though we don't agree on everything. And I just want to say that we as engineers have a reputation of not getting along with planners. But my respect for Barry, Paul, and Rafi keeps growing. Thank you so much. Thank you to Ann, Derek. I look forward to working with all of you in the next years in this plan. Eleanor from the Youth Commission, and with my children, I hope to overlap on tackling some of these issues, and just in general, honored to be part of this process. Thank you so much. I learned a lot, helped me tremendously with my current job. Thank you, all of you.
And Berenice, very nice transition, because Eleanor is next on my screen.
Hi, so I just joined later in 2019. So I came in when you guys were already relatively close to the end. But as a student, I just wanted to say that I have been so honored to be a part of this. I feel very privileged to have had this opportunity to learn so much about our city and also about the values of the members in our community. So just thank you so much. I feel so grateful.
I would say your patience is commendable, frankly. Thank you for sitting still with us for 25 nights in 30 months. Actually, I guess half of that.
Yeah.
And we'll thank your predecessor too. She was great as well. And with that, Richard is next.
Hi, yes. I just remember back to the day when we all met at Falkirk Mansion. I think that was January 2.5 years ago. And I think many of you had probably exchanges online and they had not become in-person exchanges. And it was really enriching to meet you in person. I want to call out a couple of people I really appreciate, but possibly don't think I appreciate them, but I want to say that I do. Jeff Rhodes in particular, I think As much as we have differences, I have learned a lot on the sustainability side and the floodwater issues. I definitely appreciate what you said. The second person I want to call out is a theme that I'd been pushing for was cost effectiveness and cost efficiency of the city, instead of just a crusade to do one particular thing or another thing, which sounded good, but to measure it with cost effectiveness. And I think it was only when Roger Smith spoke out and reinforced what I've been saying quite a few times during the meetings, I now see that reinforced and reflected throughout the plan. I also really like the tour of the city, as well as meeting you all. And it was just great to understand how committees work. They're definitely not perfect. They're not representative, but we all have diverse opinions. I hope going forwards that we can continue with the city doing responsible, well-paced planning and good outreach. I think it's really important. Thanks.
Thanks for your participation. Let's see. We had Roger and Kate already. Where do I have Jenny?
I'll mute myself. Just dittoing a lot of what everyone has said before, it's really been an honor and a pleasure to be on this committee and to participate in this committee. I'm always impressed with the depth of talent and the kind of intellectual capacity and the diversity of our citizens and residents who actually are willing to volunteer and participate. San Rafael is not a huge city, it's 60,000 people, but it's not small, and we definitely are geographically kind of diverse and spread out. So we have unique challenges because each region seems to have its own special set of needs and constraints. But I've just been really impressed with all of my colleagues and, like I said, all of their willingness to share and their perspectives from their stakeholder groups that they represented. And then finally, I would say that Barry was just amazing, and same for the staff. I've always been thoroughly impressed with the city staff. Rafi, Paul, and you, Stephanie, as the volunteering to do this. But it's been really wonderful, great experience.
Thank you, Jenny. Let's see, Cecilia, it gets harder and harder to say something creative, and I'm not putting you on the spot. You're like number 24 or something, 23.
You want me to say yes to everything, right?
No, I want you to say what's actually in your heart and what's in your mind.
So, I've been living and are working in San Rafael for over 30 years, almost 35 years. And so it's near and dear to my heart to be able to be a part of the planning process. I'm a bit of a policy wonk, and I've had a wonderful experience in my professional life to work with folks like Paul Jensen and Linda Jackson and Rafi already to do some of this work in the past. So going forward, the future is a big deal. I do want to say Barry is exactly true. Barry answers your emails. He answers your questions. He creates a great connection with you on a personal level. And Barry, I've always appreciated that. So thank you so much for being, you know, when I had a question, you're right there to let me know that my questions were not dumb, or, you know, that they were always welcome. So that was nice. I don't drink beer, but I'd have a glass of wine with you if you wanted. And Stephanie, you've done a great job. You know, it's not an easy group to keep moving forward with progression, and you've done a really fabulous job. And I always look to you as my inspiration in your leadership. So appreciate that. Omar, thanks so much. I've always learned a lot from you. And I'll say this to the whole group. I've had an opportunity to know a lot of people, but this particular steering committee, I've had an opportunity to actually meet quite a few new faces, new people, new leaders. And so I really appreciate that. And I wanna say thank you. It's been 30 months, man, it's been, you know, 30 months. So it's been a good 30 months. So thank you all.
Thank you. Thank you. And before I let the staff say a few things, I just wanted to thank all of you. My parents moved to San Rafael when I was one. I went to school all through San Rafael High and came back to San Rafael. My mother stayed here until I was about 25. I turned 50 during this process. Frankly, I turned 50 in April during shelter in place, and it has been really great to transition into carrying forward a family business that I now own and to know San Rafael from childhood to adulthood, and then as a business person too, and to be able to step in and have an opportunity to work with so many of you who are passionate citizens and so vested to look ahead to for our city, especially now. You know, we have sort of before COVID, and we will, as Linda said, have after. But this is the during, and I think we can make a difference now. We can make a new normal. It's sort of our prep time, and I feel strongly about that. And I it's an honor to be doing that with all of you. Also, speaking of prep time, Barry and Paul and Rafi, we prepped every month before the meeting we would meet, and I am grateful for that. I am not a city employee, and they are generous of time and expertise, and that is something that makes me better able to help chair this committee and not seem like I have absolutely no idea what I'm talking about. So thank you for that. And it is virtual, so I have a real glass. Sadly, it is virtual. It is empty, but I do raise my glass, and I hope that one day we can all do that together. Thank you. Rafi, let's go to you next.
Thanks, Stephanie. I'll try to keep it brief. I just want to say, when we started out with this process, we wanted a project manager that felt and acted and was part of the city. And that was our biggest driving point. And I haven't told Barry this in person, but he is amazing. I honestly, it feels like Barry's been working for the city for 20 years. He knows everything. He knows people. He's connected to the issues. He has an amazing ability to listen to five completely different opinions and find some kind of consensus in them. And we are where we are today because of his expertise and help in leading this project. So thank you to Barry. The other point is, I know that for some of the people who've been around on the previous general plans, this is a little different format than what was expected or what was encountered the last time, where the steering committee actually had a very hands-on, down to writing, you know, actual sentences and so forth. And we had a different work plan this time. And that work plan was to for the steering committee to serve as a sounding board. And oh boy, did it do that. And what I think we've all learned is that there is no one person or one right opinion. Everyone has a very valid perspective, and we have to test things through those perspectives. And hearing the different comments and the different opinions is what is going to make this a better plan. And so I think we are in a better place for this sort of format and for this sort of, you know, steering committee of wide-ranging opinions. It's going to help develop the plan. So thank you to everybody and for all your time and effort in dealing with this. And it's not done yet. We still have a lot of work, and your valued input throughout the rest of the way will get us over the finish line. So thank you.
Thanks very much, Rafi. Let's see, Barry.
Wow, I swear I didn't put this on the agenda because I wanted to hear all this praise, but I appreciate everything everyone has said. Thank you so much for the reinforcement. We should be having a party in person. Well, it would be a little premature today, but you know, hopefully by the time this is adopted, we will have a chance to meet in person and thank all of you for everything that you've given to this process. Big point, that's important. We're not done yet, so we're maybe having our final meeting as a group of 24, but we're gonna continue to communicate with all of you individually and through a couple of follow-up committees. We have a lot of work to do. I wanted to just thank Stephanie and Omar for their leadership as our chair and vice chair. Can't express enough how fantastic you guys were to work with and how great you've been as chair and vice chair. And also, of course, Paul and Rafi, for their leadership throughout this process. I also want to acknowledge and thank the City Council because they have the wisdom to assemble a diverse group of people who didn't all think the same. And my experience, and I've done 15 general plans at this point, gone through this process a bunch of times, there are often committees where everybody sort of kind of moves along at the same beat. And this was not that group. And after our first couple of meetings, I thought, man, how are we going to ever get through this? Because we were going like in so many different directions. So I appreciate your patience as we kind of try to listen to everybody and create a plan that reflects, if not a consensus, then certainly I think an expression of the things that we love about San Rafael. I also think that this plan, when it's done and adopted, is going to win an award, because I really feel like we're pushing the envelope on so many topic areas that nobody else in the Bay Area is tackling right now. We will be the first city in the Bay Area to have an equity, diversity, and inclusion element in our general plan. We're going to be the first city in the Bay Area to have a major focus on sea level rise in our general plan. I feel very proud of this document and proud of you guys as a committee for everything you've brought to the table. Looking forward to working with all of you as we enter the final stretch. Thanks.
And Paul. Paul on his iPad. Oh, did he just hang up on us?
No, I'm here. Wait.
Oh, there you are. He turned off the video.
There we go. Yes. I'm so sorry. I don't know where to start, but what I'm going to first mention is the word passion. Jeff Jones mentioned passion. I'm a passionate person. My association with the city goes almost to four decades, and I worked on General Plan 2000 with zero steering committee and zero community involvement, and it was all staff. And this, what was nice about this is that a group of people got together with very different opinions and different topic areas and different agendas, and everyone, I think, learned and understood the difference of opinions and all these different things that go into what Rafi and I have to balance every day, which is really good. And I want to thank the committee primarily, and I want to specifically state that the city council chose you because, like me, you have a passion for the community, and whatever special way you have shown at the committee level, which I think is really, really valuable. And so thank you so much for your time on this. And for me, this is kind of my swan song. I'm going to retire after this plan is adopted. I don't plan on retiring until it's adopted, but it's really important for me to have my involvement in this process. And I'm so privileged and proud that I have been. So thank you.
I think we have to stretch it out so you hit like five decades.
No, I'm not that old now. Come on.
And not least at all, but last, this time, because by request, Mary Beth.
Hey, everyone. 30 months, 25 meetings, and we are just beginning. This is just the beginning. We brought together this passionate group of people that we are blessed to have in San Rafael with divergent views. And to be honest, we were a little nervous about it. How's this all going to work out? But under Stephanie and Omar's wonderful leadership, we put together and have pulled together the best of everyone to put into the plan that it has to go through the approval process yet. You know, everyone's ending. You're thinking this is ending, but it's really just beginning. We get the plan approved, and then we live it. All of your hard work, which sometimes was tedious, I will admit, will live on for decades in San Rafael. I can tell you the city council is constantly returning to the general plan for guidance as we make our decisions. So you are putting a message in the bottle for San Rafael for the next two decades. I cannot thank you enough for your contribution and for your belief in San Rafael to put your time in to move us forward for the next two decades. Our staff, Barry, you joined a great team and you lived up to the very, very high standards that they set. So Paul, by the way, no one's approving your retirement. You can't go, we need you. So that's we're gonna keep you. Rafi, phenomenal as always, and a great job. And this plan will be something that we all spend a lot of time with over the next decades, and will carry forward the great things that San Rafael has and bring new things for our future. So thank you all.
And for your service as well. Thank you. We need like a t-shirt or something. 30 months and counting, right? I heard you were not done. And to that end, I think it's time for committee alternate comments and or public comments, any and all of which, Barry, I think you'll have to read. Or if you've answered them by chat, I'm not sure. I'm going to let you tell us how you're going to handle that.
Thank you. And yes, we have a total of 8 comments that have been submitted. I've answered a few of them, but I'm still going to make reference to them. And I may, let me just do this quickly. Pam Reeves, former committee member. Thank you, Pam. It's critical that Shirley Fisher's letter be incorporated into the general plan. It's also critical that all watershed maps be included in land use maps. Judy, thank you for your compliment, and also is asking to review the implementation plan and is going to send an email with a follow-up question. That's Judy Shreveman and Pam Reeves. Judy also says, I'm also concerned about where the rubber meets the road on implementation. We've seen the softer language be squashed by bean counters who only look at a single bottom line versus a triple bottom line. How much real change in the economic sphere can we rely on with our aspirational language? And then moving on to the public comments, Isabel Leiden says, since we have such a large aging community in San Rafael, has an emphasis on universal design been placed on the redevelopment of public spaces, not just to emphasizing wheelchair accessibility, but non-obstructive design to the flow and encouragement of all with different abilities, young and old people in public spaces. And I believe that those are the comments that were raised.
Thank you very much. Apologies for the limitations of the structure here. So thank you all for your patience and frankly for joining us in a virtual chat room. We have a few general business items, most of which come back from Barry on with announcements.
And I'll be brief on these. Just a reminder that, again, we're going to the City Council on July 6th with an update on level of service and vehicle miles traveled. I also wanted to let the committee members know that we've posted a series of tutorials on form-based codes and how they work. It's a kind of daunting topic, as you may have surmised from our last meeting. And we have had Opticos prepare this series of videos. By putting them on our Neighborland site, we have created the possibility that you can type in questions or make comments that we will respond to. Can't guarantee I'll respond 5 minutes later, but we'll respond to your comments on those videos if you have specific questions, at least for the next couple of months. And I will send the URL out tomorrow to everybody as to how to view those videos. There are 6 of them, and they're roughly 10 to 12 minutes each. I think that was all I had, and I don't know if Paul or Rafi had any follow-up announcements.
Not I.
Okay. No, I didn't either, except I'm sorry, Barry, I should have mentioned you when I made my comments. I want to let everyone know we courted Barry for 1 year to get him to manage our general plan. So he's got that level of reputation in the Bay Area, and I'm so happy that he worked for us. I don't know what we could have done without him. So.
Thank you very much.
Lot of opportunity to say that. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you, everybody. Please forgive me. We had said that this meeting would go for 2 hours, and we have gone over that, and I do very much respect all of you and your time. That has been one of my goals, to be expeditious, but I think it was important to hear from everyone tonight. So thank you for your time and patience. And I think we'll be seeing each other, whether it's in a committee or at a council meeting, or ideally outdoors at a restaurant or, you know, the Mayflower, wherever we can get my champagne glass filled. So congratulations to all, and thank you for the hard work. And I am it's humbling, frankly, to be among people who care so much. So thank you.
Thank you.
And there's no next meeting to announce.
Right.
Thanks, everybody. I love the waving.
Yeah.
Thank you all. It's been a pleasure.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Bye, everybody.
Good night, everybody.
Good night. Thank you.